This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. No doubt you've heard a lot about fake news since the election and how to stop it from popping up, especially on social media. A group of tech researchers have been trying to use artificial intelligence to identify fake news. The effort even has a Twitter hashtag, Fake News Challenge. Cade Metz wrote about it for Wired. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
These researchers basically tried to build an AI that can spot fake news. Can you tell me what they did?
Well, they're in the process of trying. As this controversy over fake news has reached such heights, so many people are looking for ways of dealing with it. And one of the ways that has been floated is through what's called artificial intelligence. But the reality is that this is a very, very difficult problem to solve for many reasons, and this task is, in a sense, beyond what machines are capable of. So the technology they're building is a way of aiding this effort as opposed to really solving it.
Well, that brings us right up against the limits of what AI can do. Tell me about, because you focus on this moment where it's like, oh, they can sort of spot patterns, but they don't have judgment.
Exactly. The reason this is even a question is that AI has in recent years, undergone a huge revival. It's now used, a technology called neural networks, is now used to identify faces and objects in photos. And the hope is that it can be used to recognize fake news. The problem is that this solution is a bit more complex than that in the end.
When you spoke to the researchers and when you look at the landscape out there, do you think there's a role for an AI like this within, say, a Facebook or a Google or the companies that work as distribution mechanisms between people? Because that seems to be the place where a lot of this moves out into the larger world.
There's absolutely a role for it. But again, it's a complicated thing. Facebook in particular employs many, many contractors who are tasked with identifying material on the network that is not suitable and removing it. Sometimes algorithms and sometimes users of Facebook will flag what they see as potentially inappropriate material. And then these human contractors will make the final call. And this is what we're moving towards with the fake news problem. And perhaps we can build algorithms that can better identify fake news. But in the end, it's going to be humans that need to make that call.
Yeah, I guess did it surprise you at all that in investigating this, you know, kind of high-tech solution, you came back to something that is so intrinsically just a part of being human?
I don't think it's surprising. I've spent a lot of years, I have to say, you know, covering companies like Facebook. So I've seen the way it works and I've seen the limitations of the technology. I think that what this shows is that the general public needs to understand that better. They need to understand the way that Facebook works, the way that Google works a bit more than they do. And I think that that's part of the problem here is that people are taking these things as you know, organs of automation and of truth, and they're not. They're flawed. They're flawed just like humans are flawed.
Cade Metz, senior staff writer at Wired, thank you so much.
Thank you.